Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Strainberger. With me again today is Pat Padley, who works with Tilma. Welcome, Pat.
Hey, great to be here.
Great to have you again. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we praise you. We give you thanks. We ask that you continue to break into our life, especially this day, that you awaken within us a realization of your love and of your truth and of your company with us in our own lives. Strengthen and renew us through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Pat, in the last portion of our conversation, we talked about your own story of conversion and how you came to know the Lord. One of the things that you said initially, which really struck me, which is also kind of, as you also mentioned, was kind of at the heart of Tilma, is this idea of the head, the heart, and the hands. Mm-hmm. And that so many of us start off kind of with this relationship with the Lord in the head, mm-hmm. you know? But we're really yearning for something more. And in these encounter experiences, very often, it is a move to the heart. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, you know, like what really struck me when you said that is the idea that maybe the struggles that we have, you know, in our adulthood or whatever, you know, maybe we've been Catholic for a very long time, but we continue to struggle in areas, and it's because perhaps we're still relating to the Lord from the head rather than from the heart. Mm. So first, I guess I want to say is, why is it, at least in your, you know, in your maybe experience or understanding, why is it that so often we can get kind of trapped in the head in our relationship with the Lord?
Yeah, man, that's a great question. I think at some point, at least in my story, I lost the narrative a little bit. And I think particularly the narrative of the idea of, man, I am a son of the Father. And as a father myself, it's like I look at the way that I relate with my own kids. And yes, there's those times that I'm trying to teach them something. But often it's like, man, when my two and a half year old, he likes to say, he's like, I'm mad, and he like throws his fist down and stuff. It's like all he's wanting to connect with his dad at the heart level. And then it's once we connect at the heart level and I can calm him down, then I can speak to him, you know, more mm-hmm. logically. And I think that in our modern world, and as you sort of grow out of, you know, childhood, it's funny because Jesus says like we should be like children in our faith, you know. But I think that we start to reason ourselves out of things, and we start to really only come to the Lord from like a petition standpoint. And at least in my own story, the moments where I felt like God has moved the most is actually in the moments where I've actually come where I felt more broken, or where I've been having those struggles of sadness or a difficult situation or a conflict with somebody. And it's like, you look at Jesus on the cross and he took all that upon himself and all of our suffering on him. And he wants to be in those moments with us. And so I don't know why, but I think most of us, as we grow up, you know, we go through a lot of formation, or maybe we listen to a lot of talks or read books, which help us understand the theology. But I think that you won't fully understand it unless it starts to get translated down into the heart, where mm-hmm. then you're actually making changes in your life based on the truth that you know to be true in your heart, not just that you have read in a book and that you believe is true, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think one of the things that kind of strikes me with this is experience, mm-hmm. that, you know, yeah, we are kind of taught here are the elements of the faith and here's what God's like, because obviously, we don't see God. You know, it's kind of hard to observe him. And he can become, at least in our minds, a concept, the concept of God. But when we begin to experience him and his presence in our life and how he breaks into our life, and when I think we get to the point where we can kind of start to assess our experiences, it seems to me it's then that we're really ready for him to kind of break into our life in this way, in an experience that he becomes real and tangible, and as I would even say, like, within our heart, you know, like we see him in our heart.
Experience is such a great word for that too.
Yeah.
And for so many reasons. One, the Catholic faith, simple things like bells and incense and the liturgy. I mean, we are a very experiential faith. I mean, even the Eucharist itself, right? But then when I look at my own story, like we were talking about before, all of those moments that felt where I felt like the Lord was just in it with me were all moments of deep experience, whether it was this experience of that campus minister, somebody who was literally mentoring me and like was sharing their wisdom with me. And even in the community that we're involved in the same way, I've seen a number of fathers that had, you know, two or three more kids than me and had a bit more experience and just gaining their wisdom. And our faith is meant to be experienced and in a real tangible way with others. And I would say I think more than any faith, like the Catholic faith particularly, is a more experiential faith than any other Christian faith out there.
And you know, as you know, from your own experience and story, when you became a part of the Covenant community, and there it seemed like a great growth and increase because you had this community. And I think like that's part of the experience and why community is essential for our relationship with the Lord, because it kind of furthers this experience of him. But it also, I think, points to, because of the community, it's not just my experience, you know, how I have felt him or how my heart has felt him, but I see all these other people's experiences, and then coming together, we experience the Lord. It only strengthens, it seems, it only strengthens this relationship with the Lord from the heart. As we, you know, as if you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Pat Padley. Now, Pat, another key point of your story was your relationship with media and the faith. You initially were working on podcasts and everything like that, and now you're working with this great outfit out of Vancouver, Canada, that produces Tilma, which is... You know, which we're subtly promoting that here. Although I think because I just said that, it's no longer subtle.
Not so subtle, maybe.
That in the Diocese of Columbus, we've really partnered with Tilma, hoping to get all of our parishes on the platform for their websites and parish needs, and then the diocesan website and media, and then begin even producing content for the content sites. But before we launch too much into Tilma, because you can explain it a whole lot better than I can, explain maybe why your heart is, why the Lord directed your heart that way to media and to really bringing the word to others through the media.
So, you know, at the time before I started working with Tilma, so I had done Catholic podcasting in college, and had sort of done some, you know, small little films and some just little projects here and there. And it was in like 2008, 2009 when the economy just went in the tank, you know. And I was looking for a job, and I started working at an agency then as a more on the strategy side of things. And then had worked in the agency business for a while. And what had happened, Father, was, man, I started to see all these really great projects come across my desk. You know, I've worked with Lee Jeans, I've worked with Helzberg Diamonds, like all these did a project for Coca-Cola, like just all these really, you know, people would say great brands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much fun. And I kept thinking to myself, man, but all of these are really great, you know, quote unquote brands, but the Catholic Church is actually the largest brand in the world. And like, man, selling Lee jeans is great, and they're a great company, and they were great people to work with, but the truth of the Catholic Church and what we have to offer to the world is so much deeper and better than, you know, like trying to hawk a pair of blue jeans. And so I just felt this strong desire over time to kind of get back to that and to realize that this desire had always been on my heart, and it had kept it. It's sort of this long, like, pester, you know. And I think that sometimes that happens, and there were moments that I think I sort of ignored it, like, this is great to stick in the more corporate sort of career. But it just kept coming back. It just kept coming back, and just this realization of, like, man, the church has always used a form of communication. Look at, you know, the Gutenberg Press and the Bible. Look at stained glass windows and how they're meant to communicate, you know, Bible stories. Mm-hmm. Look at Mother Angelica, EWTN. Look at, you know, Catholic TV and digital media, and just like how things have, even when the Pope became on Twitter, you know, like the church has always tried to engage culture and media. And I think more now than ever, that's actually the place when we, like we were talking about experience, that's actually the place where people experience things first. Go there, find people, and bring them out of the digital continent and into the world that God has created.
If you're tuning in, this has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Pat Padley. Thanks again, Pat.
Thank you, Father.
And until next time, peace and all good.